Good morning, everyone. This is the award-winning entrepreneur, O.D. Harris. If you guys are listening to this, you guys are either on my podcast on one of my platforms, or you are listening to this live on one of my radio partners. And I want to thank you guys so much for joining in on the Entrepreneurship Report this morning. Many of you all that do not know me, my name is O.D. Harris. I am a serial entrepreneur. I have over 16 years plus in the game of entrepreneurship. I've been doing this for a very long time. I countered my success by opening up accounting firms. At one point, I had accounting firms all over the nation. I still have a few of those left. At one point, we was 34 accounting firms deep, and I found a more efficient way to run and govern my business so I don't have to travel from state to state. But now I'm here. Now I'm trying to give you guys great tips on how you guys can win, how you can win as an entrepreneur. So my name is O.D. Harris, award-winning entrepreneur. I have won awards on multiple platforms, to say the least. But I am here today to give you guys some great tips. And today is a great stream for those that are looking to break into the music industry. Do you have friends, family members that's looking to break into the music industry? Well, today is their lucky day because I am here to give you some great tips on how you can break into the music industry and how you can kind of grow and go to your very next level. It's no surprise that everyone has a gift, a talent, and everyone's trying to figure out, like, how do I get my gift? How do I get my talent out there? But some of these same principles that I'm going to give you guys today, you guys can definitely apply this in your business. You can apply this in your daily walk, and you can apply this on how you grow. So number one, I want to give you guys tip number one, breaking into the music industry. And just think about this from every standpoint. Breaking into the music industry, tip number one, be optimistic. You can't go nowhere unless you're optimistic. So let's just be real. Everybody has a dream. Everyone has a goal, but you have to have a positive mindset, and being optimistic is key if you're going to be in it, because you're going to have a lot of letdowns in the music industry, in your entrepreneurship journey. And when you're trying to talk about, I'm going to go and grow to my next level, you got to be optimistic because there will be letdowns. You're going to have a lot of letdowns. And this is also in speaking. If you are a speaker, if you are an artist, if you are into the talent industry, you got to understand that you're going to have a lot of letdowns. And those letdowns can be hard. They can be heartbreaking. And the people that you think you could depend on oftentimes don't come through for you. And it's like, man, I thought I had something good going on. So you got to be optimistic, and you have to be willing. You have to be willing to kind of put yourself out there. Don't be scared to put yourself out there. Entrepreneurs, business owners, don't be scared to put yourself out there, because if you put yourself out there, then there's for great optimism, meaning putting yourself out there, trying to go out there and speak, and whatever you're doing, you got to put yourself out there. You got to start somewhere, and you got to practice on somebody, right? So as long as you are practicing your craft, your skill, you're getting better and better. I often say it's the small arenas. It's the small things that you do that gets you the greater success in what you're doing. So be optimistic while you're looking to break into the music industry. Now, observe excellence and be excellent. So be excellent at your craft, okay? Be excellent at your craft. Get your singing lessons. Continue to get your singing lessons. If you are a speaker, continue to take speaking classes. Continue to speak. Be excellent. Don't let nobody else do it better than you. If you're going to be a singer, you're going to have to sing every day to yourself in a shower. If you're going to play music, you're going to have to be playing it every day. You got to become passionate about it, and passionate people practice in their craft. If you are not passionate about it, then you're not going to practice in your craft. So I'm telling you guys, if you're going to break into the music industry, you got to think there's so many other people that may be even better than you. But what do you have to do? You got to keep singing. You got to keep dancing. Whatever it is that you do in the music industry, you got to continue to do that. And you got to remain consistent, because consistency is what's going to eventually pay the bills. Okay. So no matter what, be excellent. Continue to practice in that. And this is what I tell entrepreneurs all the time. You got to be excellent at your craft. You got to, like me as an accountant, me as an entrepreneur, I got to be excellent. I got to constantly be making sure that I have all the tools, you know, making sure that I'm promoting all the tools that I do have within me, but also making sure that I'm getting educated in the areas that I say I'm good at. You know, and if you're not getting educated, if you're not constantly building on what you have, then guess what's going to happen? You're going to die out. You're going to become extinct. Okay. Number three is this: get good advice. Find a good mentor in this area. Don't try to get into the music industry all by yourself. Don't try to do this whole thing by yourself, because it takes a lot of work and it takes a lot of relationships of people constantly promoting you, constantly pushing you out there. You got to have a lot of people talking good about your gifts that you have, your gifts that you have, and be the ultimate professional. The worst thing I hear in the industry is that people showing up late for rehearsals. People don't take their, they don't take it seriously, because after 6 months and after a year of being in the music industry, you haven't seen no results and you get distracted, you get discouraged, and you cannot become distracted or discouraged. Remember, it only comes with, it comes with that cost. You have to be strong. You have to be courageous, and you got to stand with all optimism, say, I'm going to do better. So you getting a mentor and getting someone that gives you good advice is going to help you along your journey, because when times get tough, you will constantly, when times get tough, you're going to be like, man, I don't know what to do. This, it seems like my career is not going nowhere. But trust and believe, as long as you are constantly investing in your career, it is going somewhere. So get good advice. Connect with your peers. Connect with people that is already in the industry singing. Remember, your people, remember, you are a product of your environment. So if you're not associating with people who sing already, if you're not associating with people who do your gift, like me as an accountant, I have a lot of friends that are accountants. I can call them up, get great advice from them anytime I'm not for sure about something. I'm an entrepreneur. If I'm not for sure about what I'm doing, like even setting up this whole broadcast, I end up calling my good friends, Teddy B, Deep C, and some of my other friends that are in this type of industry in broadcasting, my good friend Michael Brown. Also, I just call people up and ask them, my good friends from Icon Radio. They just help me and they assist me. Because why? Because if I'm going to be great at something, I need to follow those that has already been doing it. And don't let your ego get in the way of when people are telling you what you should be doing and you feel like, no, I got a better route. Don't let your ego get in the way. Don't let your ego steer your direction, okay? And that's what everybody needs good advice, okay? So remember, get good advice, connect with your fellow peers, and don't give up. The number one thing that we see with people in the music and the rap and managers and whatever, don't give up. Why? Because consistency, you guys got to have it. And that's why I say you got to have undying optimism, undying faith and loyalty to the game. Because if you give up too quick, remember, a lot of people that you see in the industry, good morning. A lot of people you see in the industry has been in industry for a long time. A lot of people who are having undying success connected with the right people, kept connecting, kept going to industry things, which this is great. Remember, when you are in a field, you got to go to conferences. You can't just stand there and just be hanging out. You got to go to conferences like Revolt TV conference, music conference. You got to be there. That's a conference where you can be managers, promoters. You know, you got to connect with media circuits. And this is what I always tell people with media. It doesn't matter if they're a media class D, because there's different levels of media, right? So you got A media, which is people who are big circuit media. You got B media, which is people who has a great following. You got C media, which is people who's doing things on multiple platforms. You need to be making sure that you get an interview on everybody's platform. Listen, you become more relevant the more interviews you get. And check, this is for speakers too. The more interviews you get, the more relevant you become. I often tell people, spend as much as time in the D. And if you can get an interview, take it. If you can get an interview on anybody's platform, take it. Why? Because that interview keeps you relevant. The interview keeps you relevant, and you want to make sure you keep your brand relevant by going on other people's platforms, getting the interviews, talking to people, and don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to. Stay in that humble state and say, you know what? I'll take an interview from him. I'll take an interview from her, because you never know. Because remember, every interview that you do, you're connecting into their market. You're connecting to their market. Number one, you got to follow the money. You got to follow the money. And I'm going to give you guys, these are the three ways as an accountant that I see people in the music industry make money. There's three ways. Number one is touring. If you are a public speaker, if you are an artist, whatever you may do, if you are touring the country, you are making money. If you are on a tour, and this is why I always encourage all my entrepreneurs, business owners, and everyone around the world is to be on a tour. Have your brand on a tour. If you are a public speaker, be on a tour. You need to be on a tour. Why? Because that's how you get your fans to connect with your brand. It's like going to people's homes and introducing yourself and going to door to door, knocking on door to door and say, hey, I want to let you guys know about my music, my product. If you are not on a tour, and if you're not planning a tour, then guess what? Your brand is not relevant. So remember, I use media, then I turn around, have to be on a tour. So what does that mean? Hey, OD got to be on a five city tour, okay? Why? Tours begot money. And when you are in different cities, guess what? I'm selling more books. I don't know about you, but when I go to a different city and they got me in as a speaker, I'm selling more books. That means you're selling more music, which means that you're connecting with more audience. Remember, that's critical, and you got to have your CD. So touring is still the number one way that people in the music industry is making money. And guess what? If your industry, if you are in a city that's not paying your price, you got to get out of the city. And how do you get out of the city? You got to connect with more promoters, more people, more relationships, okay? And then number two, the second way that people in the music industry makes money, you got to follow the money, is publishing. Writing and recording original music can ensure you both your master rights and your performance mechanicals, giving you the ability to publish and control your own works. Okay? Publishing. Publishing is the second way. So you guys, look what I'm doing. You see what I'm doing? I have a broadcast. I am speaking on Facebook Live. I'm on Twitter Live. I'm on all these different platforms. Why? Because I'm realizing that this is how I'm going to connect to my audience. And then when I'm downloading my music when I'm downloading my talks, my entrepreneurship talks to iTunes, to podcasts, I'm reconnecting with my audience. That way, when I put out my series of music or my series of talks, then people are going to buy it because this is all intellectual property. So people are still interested in what you have to say. And so enough to people are willing to buy. If you don't believe me, ask all the major speakers of this time. They still go out and people still go out and want to hear this motivational talk, this motivational conversation. And this is why you cannot discount where you are in the industry. You must be able to recognize the power of publishing, and you got to constantly put yourself out there. If nobody else gives you a platform, you create your platform. You create your platform, you do your touring, and you continue to put out good music. You continue to put things out that's relevant. Number three, the third way that you make money in the music industry is branding. Branding requires your image and your likeness and your logos and everything else that represents your brand. You got to brand. You see what I got in the back of me? It says OD Harris Media. Those that are watching this on a live broadcast, it's OD Harris Media. Why? Because I am consistently branding OD Harris. Who is OD Harris? Me. And so what does OD Harris represent? He represents good, clean content, enriching, enhancing content that will help you in your journey and gives great business advice and tips based on his experience. How do you know he has his experience? Well, if you are the accountant for hundreds and hundreds of people, that means that I have the advantage that nobody else have. What is that advantage? That means I have entertainers that comes to me and get their accounting work done. And if I look at their entertainers' taxes, I'm sitting here having a conversation with entertainers and they're telling me what's going wrong, what's right in the industry. And so I know a lot more about the industry than common folks. What is it more critically that I know more about the industry than everyone else? I know that in the industry, it takes money, but I know where everyone else is going to get their money. I know what they're doing. I know what their processes are. So me being firsthand experience, me being a great accountant that I am, I get firsthand experience on what everyone else is doing. And the cool thing about me is that I can still follow the money trail because they're coming to me and they're bringing their taxes to me. They're bringing their accounting work to me. They often hire me to be a business manager and things of that nature. So this is critical. So touring is the number one way that you still make money. everybody that's a public speaker, that is an artist, that's doing something in the industry, modeling, it doesn't matter what you're doing, you need to be touring. And if your program does not consist of touring, you're missing a great market. If you're not publishing what you know, if you're not publishing this out there for people to grab, then you're still not there. And then branding, you must brand the heck out of everything you do. The reason why everyone knows OD Harris, because I spend time branding. I spend time pushing my content before everybody else. It's always uplifting content. Okay? This is a big one. Incorporate. A lot of people, if you're going to break into the music business, you must incorporate your brand. This is critical because people like to steal. People steal your ideals. People like to steal who you are. They want to take your brand and own it. Listen, OD Harris Media is here because of OD Harris. Is there other OD Harris's in the world? I found out. Yes, there is. But there's only but one unique. There's only but one unique OD Harris. And this is why I try to brand the way I brand. Even if you look at OD Harris and how my logo is, you see the OD and the Harris, the italic Harris. That's critical. And then you see at the top of the of my name, you see the brand that I'm representing, which is the camera, which is the media. Okay, so you got to incorporate. There's different ways to incorporate LLC. You can become a incorporate through an LLC. You can be articles of incorporation. You can do multiple things, but you need to be incorporated. Incorporate your brand and then keep the masters to everything you do. Keep the masters. Okay. Learn to produce every single chance you get a chance. Like if you get a song in your head and you be like, da, 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 da. I can't sing, y'all, so don't forgive me. I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a business manager, I'm a business owner, but I cannot sing. But if you get a hum in your head, I want you guys to immediately pull out your phone and start singing it into the memo. If you get a thought in your head, push record on your phone and put it in as a memo. Why? Because at the end of the day, you want to keep that thought because your intellectual property is yours and you don't want to take the moment because being creative don't always come right away. That's why I always tell people, they ask me to do productions and stuff for them, but I had to think about what I want to do because I have to go through a full creative process. And creative processing does not mean putting out junk. That means I'm going to take my time and I'm going to put out the right type of stuff that makes sense, that absolutely makes sense. So I actually put things out that make sense to me. I'm going to listen. If I get a hum or something in my head, I'm going to write it down. If I get a thought, I'm going to push record because I don't always have time to type it all up. I'm going to put the thought in there. And this is what you guys need to be doing. When you come up with ideas for your brand, you need to write that stuff down. You need to put it in a safe place so you can get back to it. Because every idea that you have that comes to your head, there's a reason why God put that in you. So if God put an ideal in you, God put something in you, then you need to make sure that you see yourself fully fulfilled in that thing. Okay? So breaking into the industry, breaking into the music industry is making sure that you understand what you need to be doing. Now, register your works. This is critical. When you register your works, there's different types of music platforms you can register your works on, which is ASCAP, A-S-C-A-P, ASCAP. You can register your music on ASCAP. You can also register your music on BMI, which collect on the same thing, so you'll be able to do that, and then SoundExchange. If your music is not registered on ASCAP, BMI, SoundExchange, you need to get that immediately. And remember, these are just primarily located in the United States. Now, there's other types of labels and other type of places you can register your music if you go into different countries. Because remember, when you go into different countries, some of the United States laws does not apply to that country. So remember, if you're going to put your music out there and you're going to sell it in different markets, which I found that if you are putting your music in Europe and you putting your music in different countries, go ahead and register your works with them. Because it seems to me that always that the U.S. don't always support their very own. Sometimes I find that it's very much supported in other places, far more greater than here in the United States. Sometimes the United States is a big place too. Yes, yeah, so everything can be applied to photography as well. So remember, you still got your CDs. You can still hand out and sell CDs. But remember, people are more into downloading. And then publishing your revenue streams, making sure that you have a complete indication on where you're trying to go in this industry. Know exactly where you want to go. If you're going to put out CDs, put out CDs. And most people are downloading it now. So, you know, be aware of that. And then this is the last thing I'm going to give you before we get off the stream. Distribute your music effectively. Put your music in markets that you know that's going to make sense, such as iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, and there's other ones just like this as well. But you want to put your music out there. Get your music out there as much as you possibly can. Put it on different platforms, register it, upload it. Because remember, everyone, every time you put your music out there in a different market, like iTunes market is different from Amazon. Amazon music is different from Spotify. So they all may be playing some type of music. But remember, people are loyal to different types of brands. iTunes don't have all the artists. They don't even have all the songs. I know that for a fact. But Amazon may have something different from Spotify. So you guys got to, obviously, you guys got to constantly be putting out your music on a regular basis, but put it out on different markets. And that's why oftentimes people are like, oh, D, I want to have you on my broadcast, or I want you to take your broadcast and put it on my stuff. And I said, absolutely, no problem. And then stay clear and make sure you connect to social media. Always be on social media showing your music. I love live views. That helps me see the pure gifting and talents of people when you do your live music and you're singing and things like that. But if you sign on hotmess.com, trust and believe, ain't nobody connecting with your music. And if you say, well, I'm only getting about 10, 20 likes, 30 likes. Listen, I was in LA recently and I found this out. Many big companies are now looking for people who have 100 likes or views or less, searching for talent. Everybody's in this need for talent. So don't discount what you feel like you don't have a large audience on. Don't discount yourself. Don't bring yourself down. Oh, I only got 50 people watching me. I only got 100 people like me. I only had one share. Nobody shared my music. It's okay. Keep putting out music. Keep putting out things that make sense. When you get identified and when someone see you, then that's when it's going to really make a big difference. And one of the biggest things that I find myself doing, I go to the Grammys, I go to big music conferences. Why? Because big music conferences produces who? Who do they bring in? Well, promoters, managers, CEOs of major music labels. They bring in people who understand labeling. They bring in lawyers. People who are in the industry, because remember, there's different components of the industry. It's not just music alone. It's not just music alone. There's lawyers. There's accountants like me. I'm an entertainment accountant. I do a lot of entertainers, okay? So there's different levels of people that go to these events. Like I may go to connect to get a new artist, or I may go to an event to connect to interview people. And I do this stuff, why? Because I want to keep myself very much relevant. All right, so stay connected, create your amazing team, continue to build people around you that believes in your music, that believe in what you're doing, and you guys are gonna win. Okay, I want you guys to win, because there's only but one way to do it, but to win. This is the award-winning entrepreneur OD Harris telling you to break into the music industry the right way. Don't spend your days connecting with people that's not gonna help you grow and go to your next level. To our next broadcast, I'll see you guys soon.